Iraqi oil exports are expected to resume this month through the main terminal at the head of the Persian Gulf. It'll be the first step towards restarting an industry that Iraqi and American officials hope will finance the country's economic rebirth and smooth its political transition. Iraqi oil officials say so far they're meeting their ambitious production targets, but post-war looting and sabotage are cause for concern. NPR's Nick Spicer reports from Basra in southern Iraq.
A lone sheet of aluminum siding creaks in 130-degree heat at a water treatment plant built to service the nearby oil fields. There is no shade under the ceiling beams because the roofing is gone, as are the building's walls. Poor local farmers have used the siding to make fences. But Chuck Miles, a civilian project engineer for the Army Corps of Engineers, says much more important equipment went missing in the weeks following the end of major fighting in Iraq. And that's a problem.
There should be motors on top of those mixers. And the control panels have all been open. The fans and motors have been are missing. A lot of the light fixtures are gone. I don't see any lights in here. All the tools, equipment that are necessary to operate and maintain the plant are gone. Just getting that is a big effort.
Miles says stopgap measures have been found. Water can now be pumped in sufficient quantities here to remove salt from the oil and fill up the space left underground when oil is extracted. But Miles says a part of future revenues will have to be reinvested to get places like this up to industry standards. The man in charge of rebuilding Iraq's oil infrastructure is Brigadier General Robert Creer. He says the post-war looting here and elsewhere in Iraq took everyone by surprise. First, it looked like the action of individuals. Then the work of criminal gangs, people with the trucks and cranes to haul off big equipment. And now, he says, it looks more like sabotage.
If you look at it from a strategic standpoint, did they know that this water plant was key to production of oil? Maybe someone did know that. Maybe someone knew that and knew that if you sabotage this plant, that you would in fact affect the production of oil.
Affect oil production and you affect oil revenues, reconstruction, and plans to kickstart an economy with unemployment estimated at over 50%. Top American officials say attacking the industry infrastructure amounts to attacking Iraq's political transition. Jaber Layabi agrees. The man who runs Iraq's South Oil Company receives guests at company headquarters just outside Basra. This is one of the few rooms left with windows and furniture. Layabi is worried about the sabotage, things like refinery power lines knocked down for no obvious reason. Still, he remains hopeful that the resumption of oil exports will be a step towards the stabilization of Iraq, a nation rich in more than oil, he says.
Rich in every aspect, really. Rich in oil, rich in water resources, rich in other minerals, and rich in skilled people. We have a lot of skilled people here in this country. So we can manage easily if we have good system and good management. Prosperity and democracy would come in a very short time, I believe.
Layabi says he has hope new security measures announced by American officials will protect the industry at this sensitive time. Paul Bremer, the top civilian administrator in Iraq, says out-of-work soldiers will soon be hired to protect oil fields and installations. But just last week, the main pipeline heading north to Turkey was reportedly the target of a sabotage attack, and not for the first time. This is a junction on the southern pipeline leading to the Mina al-Bakr oil terminal in the Persian Gulf. This 48-inch steel pipe arcs out of the sand like a strange desert worm, caught by trusses and giant taps that dwarf the American soldiers beneath it. Brigadier General Creer seems to know the Rumaila oil fields in southern Iraq like the back of his hand, but this is the first time he has checked the repair work here.
All the lines from the Rumaila fields, this is the junction where they come here, and from here they'll go out to the Al-Fal manifold, and from there out to the Mina al-Bakr export terminal. So it's a key part of the infrastructure. It had to be repaired in order for us to be able to export oil.
As the visiting Americans arrived at the junction, three Iraqi guards emerged from a little hut to plead for assistance. They said they had to fend off armed men at night with no flashlights, no walkie-talkies, and no gun. The guards say they only managed to frighten them off by wrapping a stick in a shirt and yelling, in the dark, that they were armed. The Americans said they would do what they could. Nick Spicer, NPR News, Basra, Iraq.